Please welcome in our new sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Go to underdogfantasy.com and you'll discover that Underdog Fantasy is the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports. Underdog Fantasy lets you draft a fantasy dream team in minutes. Sign up now with the code POWERTRIP and you'll double your first deposit up to $100 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit of $10 or more. That's right, deposit $100 and get $100 for free. Underdog keeps it simple with their easy-to-use website and mobile apps. Pick between 2 and 5 players to fill out your pick'em slip, get every pick right, and take home some cold, hard cash. Use that promo code POWERTRIP and get your first deposit doubled up by $100 by Underdog. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use the promo code POWERTRIP today.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The upcoming presentation is a two-man power trip of wrestling podcast production.
Hello and welcome to the Hogan Era Podcast. I am your host, JP John Pies, right here on the two-man power trip of wrestling's podcasting empire, part of the TMPT feed. I'm, of course, the one-man power trip, the one and only man of this power trip that runs the two-man power trip. And here each and every week on the Hogan Era Podcast, talking about some of the greatest matches, moments, and feuds ever in the history of the business, all predicating in the one era, 1984 to 1993 in the WWF, the era that made Vince McMahon into a billionaire. Here each and every week on the show, not only are we talking about the greatest wrestler of all time, the god of wrestling, the immortal Hulk Hogan, but we're also talking about guys like Rowdy Roddy Piper, the Ultimate Warrior, Macho Man Randy Savage, King Kong Bundy, Andre the Giant, the Big Boss Man, One Man Gang, Big John Studd, Jesse the Body Ventura, Bobby Orton Jr., and so many others. Now, we also kind of talk about some other guys of the era, you know, some of the mid-carders, some of the Intercontinental Champions, some of the great gimmicks, some of the bad gimmicks, some of the good tag teams, some of the bad tag teams. Today, we're talking about one of the good tag teams and a definite dominant tag team of that era. For about 2 years in the WWF, former WWF World Tag Team Champions, former SWS in Japan Tag Team Champions. They are, of course, known as the Natural Disasters Earthquake, a.k.a. John Tenta, Typhoon, a.k.a. Fred Ottman. When you look at this team and how they get together, basically, what's going to happen is June 1991, we have episode of Superstars of Wrestling. Jimmy Hart, the Mouse of the South, says that he now has Andre the Giant in his stable, and he's going to team him up with the Mighty Earthquake. Mean Gene says to Andre, can you confirm this? Andre denies it. So, of course, Jimmy Hart's not happy about it. Earthquake, of course, then comes out and attacks Andre, and he beats him up with Jimmy Hart's megaphone and hurts Andre the Giant's knee. Obviously, as we know, Andre is on the way out of the WWF at this point. He's in poor health. He will actually wrestle in Mexico and in Japan after this, shockingly, but not really anymore for the WWF. So Jimmy Hart, basically, he's going to try to get some more revenge and maybe even get Earthquake a tag partner. But what happens here is there's a six-man tag. It's Earthquake and the Nasty Boys against Tugboat and the Bushwhackers. Then it was revealed, of course, during the match, big time turn. Tugboat turns on the Bushwhackers. In a few minutes of action, Earthquake, of course, lays into them as well and beats them up, thus making the heel turn official for Tugboat, who would eventually change his name to Typhoon, and they together form the Natural Disasters. So when you look at the Natural Disasters and you want to talk about them as a team, they did technically team in May, which obviously was then put into the June TV tapings with Superstars 248. Natural Disasters defeated Bob Abbott and Bill Sampson. Then Superstars 249, Jake the Snake Roberts and the Bushwhackers defeated the Mountie and the Natural Disasters by DQ. Then on Superstars 250, the Natural Disasters defeated Bob Frazier and Coco Beware in 3 minutes. Wrestling Challenge, they're beating some jobbers in a bunch of wrestling challenges in a row. So they're just having, you know, obviously a dominant start to their run and just kind of dominating and beating everybody. Even on 8/17/91 in a house show in Landover, Maryland, the Mountie and the Natural Disasters defeated the Big Boss Man and the Legion of Doom. They even defeat a pretty cool tag team of Jim Powers and Marty Jannetty at a house show in Gainesville, Florida. But what you really want to look at is their first pay-per-view match. Of course, SummerSlam 91, a match made in heaven, a match made in hell. New York, New York, Madison Square Garden, 8/26/1991. The Earthquake and the Typhoon, the Natural Disasters defeated the Bushwhackers in 6 minutes and 30 seconds. Andre the Giant was in the corner of the Bushwhackers at this one, but it didn't matter. Did not help at all. Then their next big pay-per-view match really kind of starts with a big feud with the Legion of Doom. So basically what happens is after destroying the Bushwhackers, the Disasters then are targeting Andre the Giant. But then after that, the Legion of Doom runs off the Natural Disasters, which obviously kicks off that big feud. And then, of course, later on that night, Legion of Doom did defeat the Nasty Boys for the WWF World Tag Team Championships, which would mean that the Natural Disasters would be first in line at a shot for the Tag Team Championships. But before that, 1991 Survivor Series, they were on opposing teams in an elimination match. And basically what happens is the Legion of Doom will be the eventual winners of that match. There's a big feud and a ton of tag team championship matches on house shows all leading up to that. LOD does defeat them on all these house shows via DQ, but they're all over the place, even Madison Square Garden as well, which would be a big stopping point before that pay-per-view. They are a part of a Superstars taping in New Haven as well before the pay-per-view, which, of course, LOD does get the win via DQ there. But like I mentioned, Survivor Series Elimination 11/27, Survivor Series 91, the Gravest Challenge, Joe Louis Arena in Detroit, Michigan. The Big Boss Man and the Legion of Doom defeated Erwin R. Seister and the Natural Disaster. 15 minutes, 20 seconds there. To me, that would be an all-time team if they did the original match with Macho Man as the captain of one team and Jake the Snake Roberts as the captain of the other. I feel like Macho Man, Boss Man, and LOD would have to be considered one of the greatest Survivor Series teams of all time, but alas, it was not, as Macho Man and Jake were both suspended at that point. So then LOD defeated the Natural Disasters on a bunch of other house shows as well, but they're keeping them pretty strong. They're not getting pinned. They're not getting submitted. They're just losing by a DQ on a bunch of house shows. Really, their only big time loss in 91 was an SWS tag team championship match, a world WWF tag team championship match for the SWS promotion 12/12/1991, the Super Wrestle in the Tokyo Dome in Tokyo, Japan. LOD defeated Natural Disasters in about 9 minutes. The main event, of course, a good match, legendary match between Hulk Hogan and Tenryu. Hogan defeated Tenryu in about 14 minutes. Interesting to note here, obviously Hogan, LOD on the same card together here in Japan. You got Tenryu, you got a bunch of the other good Japanese stars, even a young Minoru Suzuki is part of this card as well. But there was 61,500 people here in the Tokyo Dome. Great draw, obviously, with Tenryu, but obviously the immortal Hulk Hogan in the main event was the big draw as well, drawing 61,500. Pretty substantial there. On the house show taping from Philly, PA at the Philly Spectrum, 1/11 as we go into 1992, Bret Hart and the Legion of Doom defeated the Mountie and Natural Disasters in 11 minutes. Then we go to the Royal Rumble, where the LOD continues their feud with the Natural Disasters Tag Team Championship match, Royal Rumble 1992, every man for himself, Knickerbocker Arena, Albany, New York, 1/19/92. The Natural Disasters defeated Earthquake and Typhoon defeated the Legion of Doom via countout, 9 minutes and 30 seconds there to continue their feud. They would continue on some house shows, and of course LOD would continue to get some victories, one and pinned by a pinfall in Los Angeles, and then one via DQ at the Thomas and Mack Center in Las Vegas. They would continue on in 1992 in a somewhat of a dominant run, as they would defeat Jim Duggan and Sergeant Slaughter in a ton of house shows, get some more TV wins, including over a great team of Barry Horowitz and Kato. How random is that? Jeez, crazy. Then, of course, WrestleMania 8, Friendship Torn Apart, Hoosier Dome in Indianapolis, Indiana, 4/5/1992 for the WWF World Tag Team Championship. The Natural Disasters would defeat the new tag team champions of Money, Inc., who defeated the LOD, Erwin R. Seister and Ted DiBiase. That was via countout, 8 minutes and 30 seconds. So, to hell last, they're not tag champions as of yet, but a nice win there on a huge pay-per-view, albeit via countout. SWS show Battle Message 92, John Tenta, as he's known a lot of the time in Japan, Ric Flair, and Typhoon defeated Hara, Tenryu, and Ishikawa in 16 minutes and 20 seconds, part of night one over there. And the main event of that night, Haku and Yatsu losing to Takano and Takano. So as we roll along here past WrestleMania 8 and further into the year, have to mention that Tenta and Typhoon defeated the Takanos to win the tag team championships in night two of Battle Message from Yokohama, Japan. That match went 16 minutes, so Natural Disasters, even though they did call him John Tenta, because obviously a huge name over in Japan and really carried a lot of weight because of his sumo background, sumo career as well. So then the next night, so they only hold the title for one night. Haku and Yatsu do defeat Tenta and Typhoon in about 6 minutes, 30 seconds, so they lose the title. So only SWS Tag Team Champions for one day. They continue on their basically their babyface run and their feud with the Natural Disasters. Of course, as we know, that the babyface run basically is all Jimmy Hart's fault, if you think about it. He has two tag teams. He's got Money Inc., and he's got the Natural Disasters. Natural Disasters can't be happy that they're giving Money Inc. tag team title shots above them. Thus starts the big feud there with them. So as we roll along here, and we're looking at the, you know, basically the feuds of the Natural Disasters, Money Inc. would be one that they would have a ton of matches with. Maybe, you know, I wouldn't say the most matches, but they did have a ton of matches with them. And that was kind of a big time feud in 1992. The tag team division wasn't as strong as it once was. LOD will come back, of course. But when Money Inc. defeats the Legion of Doom, that was on a February 7th house show. Then the Natural Disasters, as we fast forward to July 20th in Worcester, Mass., they defeated Money Inc. on a house show before losing it back to Money Inc., which we'll get to just in one second. But one of those things in 92, they really wanted to kind of liven up the house show business, really give that life. There were so many title changes on house shows. I feel like maybe too much so. They kind of got away from themselves a little bit and were making you say, oh, I guess I got to go to the house shows. And that was a big part of the business then. Obviously, nowadays, it's much more PLE, pay-per-view, and TV-based as far as title changes were concerned. Back then, they wanted you to go to the house shows. They wanted you to think there was going to be title change on the house shows. 8/29/1992, SummerSlam 92 from Wembley Stadium in London, England. The Natural Disasters defeated the Beverly Brothers in 10 minutes and 30 seconds. Wembley Stadium had almost 80,000 people in attendance for that show as well. They would continue on and feud with the Beverly Brothers and Money Inc. throughout a bunch of house shows in 1992, even defeating Double Trouble as well. They are the tag team champions and defending it on Superstars and Wrestling Challenge against jobber teams, of course, getting the victory. They are defending their tag titles that they won in Worcester, defeating IRS, Teddy Biasi, a.k.a. Money Inc., and Beverly Brothers on a ton of house shows as well. Then 10/13/1992, Wrestling Challenge 3/22, IRS and Ted DiBiase, Million Dollar Man, Money Inc., retained the tag team titles, and they beat Natural Disasters in 7 minutes and 15 seconds. That would be their only taste of gold, their only victory as far as the tag team titles were concerned. For the Natural Disasters. 11/25/1992, Survivor Series 92, Richfield Coliseum, Richfield, Ohio. The Survivor Series 4-team elimination match, the Nasty Boys and the Natural Disasters defeated Money Inc. and the Beverly Brothers in 15 minutes and 50 seconds. They then start a brief feud with the Head Shrinkers, Samu and Fatu, losing to them on a ton of house shows, and then losing to the Nasty Boys on some house shows as well before their final match as a tag team in the WWF. 12/12/1992, the Head Shrinkers, Fatu and Samu defeated the Natural Disasters, Earthquake and Typhoon from the Sports Arena in San Diego, California. That would be their last match as the Natural Disasters. That was 12/12/1992 in the WWF. Nice little 1-2 year run there, of course, for the Natural Disasters. They do get to win the WWF tag titles and go down in history. They do, of course, get to win the SWS team tag team titles and go down in Japan history as well. And they, you know, obviously a bunch of pay-per-view matches. They're two monsters. They're two just giant men. And really, pretty, to me, under the radar kind of tag team of that era. If you get two monsters together like that and you just look at them, it's like, man, who can stop these two behemoths? So let's wrap this bad boy up and hit the plugs. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Two Man Power Trip. Check out the website, tmptempire.com. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/tmptempire. Also go to tpublic, tpublic.com/stores/tmpt for some merch. Thank you, everybody, out there for listening. See you right back here next week. Little Hogan Era Podcast. See you next week, folks. This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron. And also check out the website, TMPTEmpire.com. And buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies, brother.
With the Tag Team Championship up for grabs, this is WWF Superstar. Welcome, everyone. I'm Vince McMahon, standing alongside Mr. Perfect. And indeed, here in the United States this weekend, we'll celebrate Halloween. This coming Tuesday in the States is Election Day. But all of these auspicious occasions pale in comparison to the significance of the Tag Team Championship matchup we're just about ready to witness.
I'm Mr. Perfect with another perfect prediction. I predict the Natural Disasters will lose the Tag Team Championship to Money Incorporated.
Standing by right now, Gorilla Monsoon, Bobby the Brain Heenan, who indeed have the pleasure of calling his Tag Team Championship matchup. Gentlemen, what about it? What about Mr. Perfect's perfect prediction?
Thank you, Vince, but let's not forget for one moment that Mr. Perfect also predicted, Brain, that Ric Flair would have a long reign as WWF Champion. Natural Disasters are the champions. They bring too much to the table, in my opinion, for Money Incorporated.
Well, they're the biggest tag team champions in the history of the World Wrestling Federation. But if anybody can beat them, it's Money Incorporated. Jimmy Hart told me so. Plus, Mr. Perfect made a perfect prediction.
I can't wait for this title defense. Let's go down to our lovely ring announcer, Mike McGurk.
The following contest is scheduled for the World Wrestling Federation Tag Team title.
He's not in good stead with the Nasty Boys.
Jimmy Hart doesn't have problems. He creates problems, and he's going to create them for the Natural Disasters.
Well, it certainly won't take long to find that out.
They look ready. They look confident. They look like champions.
Former champions Irwin R. Scheister, along with Ted DiBiase. Oh, wait a minute. Here comes the Nasty. And they don't look very happy.
Oh, they don't look happy. I don't know what's going down here. They don't look happy at all.
Look at the look on those kissers. Maybe we can pick some of this up. Pointing the finger at Jimmy Hart. Obviously, Nasty Boys not too happy about not being number one and not having this title shot.
I don't understand what they're so upset about, as long as they get their money. I can tell that right now.
All right, Jimmy Hart didn't waste any time getting out of there.
He'll handle it.
Wait a minute. What's this? DiBiase offering cash.
I don't think so. You can't.
Oh, I know what's going down. Nasty Boys think they're the number one contenders and should have this match. DiBiase's just greasing their palm a bit.
He's not going to be able to buy the Nasty Boys.
But all those hundreds of dollars, I think he can. He can buy me.
What, for a few lousy hundred?
That's not a few lousy hundred. That's a lot of money.
There you go, baby. Awesome new jacket for everything you want, baby.
Look at that little rock stirring it up on the apron.
He knows what he's doing.
DiBiase's shelling out the cash.
Everything's all right. They're taking it. They're taking the money.
He's putting the money in his best pocket. I love it! Nasty Boys!
Japan have to try to go out there and win the titles from the natural disaster? How can they do that now? Appears to me the IRS is hurt.
Looks like Jimmy Hart outsmarted himself, doesn't it, Brian?
Well, they're going to have to postpone this match now.
Highly unlikely.
Well, how can Mighty Incorporated wrestle for a championship after the Nasty Boys do a number on them?
Well, that's their problem, isn't it?
And they've still got the money. They are ingrate. They're not appreciative of what Jimmy Hart has done for them.
The ingrates. Well, look at this. Irwin obviously did some serious damage to that left knee. And now the champs are about to make their entrance.
Now, this isn't right. Here come the natural disasters. They weigh almost a half a ton. And they're fresh. And they've got the titles. There's Irwin on the floor. DiBiase stretched out in the ring. And here come the champions. This is not right. This is not right.
Earthquake and Typhoon. These two humongous individuals all set to go for this title defense. Obviously, Money Incorporated had a big disadvantage.
You know, if they were any kind of champions, they would say, let's postpone it. I'll give you a half hour. I'll give you till next week maybe to recoup. But no, they're not that kind of champion. They're cheap shot artists. Two against one. Look at
that. The bell is gone. We're underway. And DiBiase, still reeling from the attack of the Nasties, is now getting clobbered.
Irwin's still on the floor.
Oh, avalanche in the corner.
Come on, referee. Couple minutes, Monsoon. It's been four against two.
Look at this now. Irwin just made it up to the apron and got knocked right out of there by Quake. Look out, referee. Get out of the way.
Come on, ref. Stop him. You're on order.
You'll get run over like a steamroller. Things not looking good here for Money Incorporated. Obviously, Jimmy Hart outsmarted himself, Brain.
Jack Tunney should be at ringside. This match should not take place. Money Incorporated are not ready.
Oh, look at that. From the outside, Irwin pulling the leg of Typhoon.
So what? They jumped him at the beginning of the match, Nasty Boys. Then the natural disaster jump in the ring. They jump him, two against one. Irwin trips the man. You're all over his case. Let's be fair about it.
Why are you getting so bent out of shape, Brain? Because you're not managing either one of them.
No, but I like to stand up for what's right in this world.
Oh, boy.
I mean, what's fair is fair.
Typhoon hard into the corner, attack Kane.
But look at that, look at that. Money Incorporated are coming back. That's the mark of a champion. This is a championship team. But they've got to get him down. They've got to get him down. They can't match strength with him. They can't stand there toe-to-toe with the natural disaster. They got to get him down on the mat, kick the wind out of him.
Why don't you go down there at ringside and coach along with that other little runt?
Jimmy Hart doesn't need me. He's doing a great job. Who's in command right now?
Well, obviously the injury to Irwin's leg wasn't all that bad. Perhaps he just momentarily dislocated that patella because he's moving around on that left leg pretty good right now.
Get out of here!
A couple of elbow drops tells the referee to give a count. Well, a nice valiant effort.
Keep him down.
Oh, forget about it.
I don't think he can do it.
Going for a suplex. Irwin.
No, he can't do it.
He got him about 8 inches off the canvas.
That man's close to 500 pounds.
Oh, the tide has turned again. However, that took a lot out. Typhoon as well, and now Typhoon headed for the corner, wants to make that tag.
Come on, IRS, make that tag to DiBiase. He made it.
And there's the tag to Earthquake.
Whoa!
DiBiase putting on the brakes. A roundhouse right that's blocked, and now it's Quake unloading. Irish whip into the corner.
Get him down. You can't match strength with him.
Irwin comes in and gets an atomic drop, and he's out of there.
He went out quicker than he came in.
Giving away an awful lot of strength and power.
This could be it.
Power slam by Quake.
something, Jimmy.
Look out!
He's going to start going for the earthquake. Uh-oh.
Here, Carl, wait a minute. Head shrinkers. Where are they going?
Look at these beasts. Look at these beasts.
There's the tremor. What are these guys doing down there?
They can do whatever they want to do.
They have no business whatsoever there.
Typhoon's trying to protect the earthquake so he can finish off DiBiase.
We're back into this title defense by the Natural Disasters against Money Inc. Really shaken up now. Earthquake was rammed right into that steel barricade, head first. And Brain, what on earth were the head shrinkers doing?
Head shrinkers can do whatever they want. I'm not going to get involved with those three.
Who said they could do whatever they want?
As far as I'm concerned, they can do whatever they want. Could you notice how DiBiase and IRS took advantage of the situation? They threw Earthquake over that top rope. He hit his head right into that steel rail. It would have knocked a normal man unconscious. I don't believe Earthquake even knows where he's at right now. He's running on fumes.
But the cobwebs are there, and now a form of a sleeper here by Irwin on the big guy.
The big boy's out. He's out on his feet.
He doesn't know where he is.
A normal man would have hit his head like that. He'd have been out for 6 months.
Quake doesn't have a clue. Look at this. DiBiase, a sleeper of his own.
I don't know if he can put the million-dollar dream on him or not.
He may be too big for that.
Boy, after hitting his head like that, I'm telling you, he doesn't know where he's at. He doesn't know what town, what building. He don't even know his name.
Quake motioning for Typhoon, but Typhoon not coming. The big guy's baiting him. Wow. He just bought a little time to hold on to that coveted tag team title.
Take him down. Take him down, IRS. He's down. He's down.
What does that mean?
I smell new champions.
Irwin continues with the sleeper. And the big earthquake in deep trouble.
His eyes are glassy.
Trying to use those ropes to get to his feet. He finally does. And now looking to make the tag.
Come on, IRS. You got to tag DiBiase. He's fresh. Get him in there.
Boy, is he close to his corner.
I'll tell you one thing about Earthquake. He's got a lot of fight in him. He is still fighting. They want to hold on to those titles.
There's the continuity of the former champions. Money Inc. is the quick tag mate. Look at this now.
The dream.
It is. The million-dollar dream.
He's got it.
Slapped down by DiBiase.
He's down. The big man is down.
Right in the center of the ring.
He's up. He's back on his feet.
What a fighter.
See, this is what I said. You got to keep him down. You got to cut off their air. He's down. He's down for good now. He's on both knees. He's not going to get up.
Never sell Earthquake short. This guy's tough. But wait a minute. Those eyes, they're closed. They're shut.
He's out.
Referee lets the arm drop twice.
I know.
One more time, and it's over. It's over.
We got new champions. They beat him at their own game. Jimmy Hart, you did it. You've got to be manager of the year.
Once again, it is Money Incorporated with the coveted WWF Tag Team Belts.
After being jumped at the beginning by the Nasty Boys, jumped before the bell rang by the Natural Disasters, they came out of this the winners and new WWF champions. This is great. I'm going to try to get a word with Jimmy Hart. I'm going to try to get him up here, man, soon.
Jimmy Hart and DiBiase, along with Irwin, ecstatic about this victory, and I don't blame them. Look at the big smiles on everybody's picture.
Jimmy, come here.
What a match.
You did it. You did it. You said you were going to do it.
Jimmy Hart.
We did it.
What kind of
Tommy Boy. We're not everybody else who gets done.